You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of
Common Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Our website is thecommonsenseshow.com, and we're coming out with a new version of it, and hopefully by the end of the week. That's our goal. And we know that our Listen Live button has been infiltrated by the bad guys. Are you surprised after last week? And it has been disrupted. We do have a listen by phone option, and I have posted on the website how to listen to our show from our satellite provider, Global Star Radio Network. So if you go up to our website, you'll see how to do all that. The listen by phone number again is 605-475-6092. And our new website will have a souped-up version of the Listen Live, and I think you'll really enjoy that. Listen, you probably noticed in the last hour, this is a good lead-in for our next guest, you probably noticed in the last hour that yours truly was unusually quiet. There's nothing wrong. I'm fine. I wanted the public to hear, the listening public to hear, two people who are well-educated men. You heard Ed Petrowski, nuclear engineer. You heard Cliff Harris's credentials. I wanted you to hear from people working in the food industry how much trouble we are in. I mean, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week, next month, next year, 3 years, 5 years. I don't think it's going to be 5 years. I don't think it's going to be 3 years. I think the times we've been writing about and broadcasting about, they're here. They're here right now. We're on the verge of major food issues. And you heard me talk about Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com, who's on the phone with us right now. And before we jump into what Bob wants to talk about, I want him to talk about the offerings he has at his website for storable food. And again, I'll say this as a lead-in. It is the position of the Common Sense Show. And I'm making no money off saying this, folks. It is the position of the Common Sense Show that everybody has 2 years of storable food because of the circumstances you heard described in the first hour. Bob, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And I'd like to get your comments on my lead-in intro.
Well, you know, Dave, I pray about every program we do and ask God for direction. And, you know, in the Bible, it talks about the time leading up to the end of man's domination of this planet, this evil domination we see, and it describes it as birth pains. Now, people see things happen, and they happen, they subside, but every time they subside, they don't subside as much. They get, and then the next wave comes, and it's worse than the last wave. And then you have a little subsiding of the pain, just like a woman does in labor. And then you have another onset of these things that we look at. Growing up, we would have never even imagined this would be happening, not only in the United States, but in the world. You know, and one of the things that I was going to talk about tonight, separated from the guest, was food and the need to review your food supply. I've been doing this a long time, Dave, and you know, I notice a lot of packages out there, people sell food, and you go through them, and there's false security in those packages, because they're filled with sugar, they're filled with empty carbohydrates, and really, the protein in it is not sufficient for a person to maintain muscle mass, and the fat that you need in it is not there. Two things people don't have in their food supply. They buy a lot of bulk, you know, grains or bulk starchy foods. And when push comes to shove, they're going to find out that those foods do not cut the mustard when it comes to supplying the caloric intake and the nutrient intake that you need to live in a post, possibly post-electric society. You're going to be doing a lot more manual labor. You're going to be doing a lot more physical things. And that is not going to, that's the American diet that we eat now is not going to suffice in times of that type of situation. So what your guests were talking about is just common sense things for people to go now and start looking what's in their pantry. Do you have enough protein? If you know, I tell people this all the time. If you have a lot of these starchy meals, you can always buy Mountain House. And you asked me some of the things that we have on sale. We do have our Mountain House sale going on right now. It's 25% off normal price. But you can go and buy, I mean, there's a company called Whirlings. There's a company called Yoder's. Mountain House makes it. Several other people make just freeze-dried meat. Now, you can take those meats and add those to any of these starchy meals. I mean, if you have rice, you can add meat to it. If you have pasta, you can add meat to it. So you can really change the whole dynamic of your food supply by going in and purchasing meat on different level. I recommend the freeze-dried. It lasts 25 years. Yoder's is excellent. It's Amish-made, non-GMO-fed cows. So you can get they have turkey, chicken, beef, pork, and ground beef. And again, you can get the same things in freeze-dried. So as we face what we know is coming, and we look at it and just like you do, it's here. I mean, we're on the precipice of it. We see the absolute collapse of world economy. We see this absolute horde of invasion going on right now. And those are just a few of the things. But when we look at it as a picture, who would have thought this, Dave? Would you have ever thought that we would see this happening? I mean, if you did not know that the Scripture taught these kind of things, I mean, it's almost too hard to believe we're seeing it.
I thought the Scripture was talking about a future generation, not my own.
Yeah, and it is our own generation. So what I'd like to do, just take some time tonight, is just review things. I mean, I would really recommend people actually go in and review what they have for food supply. You might have gone online and been told this will be a year's worth of food. And, you know, there's one TV guy that sells food, and he calls a meal a serving. Now, when you look at what he defines as a serving, it's 250 calories. So if you get, you know, 1,000 servings, he's making it sound like you're getting 1,000 meals, but you're only getting 750 calories a day and no meat whatsoever. So you're going to get a lot of starchy foods. The proteins could come from rice or beans. And if you've bought this type of thing, you need to really go back and evaluate, while you still can, what you really have in your pantry. Because I think many Americans that have bought food supplies and have done it have not done enough research into it to see, do I really want to eat this? Is this something that will satisfy me? Is this something that will give me the nutritive value I need if I have to exert myself more than I do now, if I have to do some heavy physical labor? And I'm afraid the answer to that question is basically no, it will not. You're going to find out that if you bought those things that were called servings, that 250 calories is not going to go very far. You're going to be eating, you know, 4 or 5 servings. So that means you'll be eating a day and a half's worth of food every, you know, just for a meal. And your food supply is going to run terribly short. As we see these food shortages develop, because, you know, the water tables are running low, with the main water table in the United States, it's gone down. There's so many factors working against being able to feed everybody. You know, as prices go up and as the situation changes to where we start experiencing shortages and we have to start going into the food supplies that we have, again, as I said, many Americans are going to find out it's woefully lacking.
That's such a bleak picture. Something I didn't get to develop fully with our guests in the last hour, and I want to bring this to your attention and ask for your opinion. In the Depression, the numbers you read for people that starved to death here in America, anywhere from 2 million to 7 million, and most people think it's closer to 7 million. Are we going to see the same thing here, Bob, in your opinion? How bad will it get?
Well, I look at it this way. I'm a Christian person, and I look at the scripture like in Deuteronomy, where it says that God brings judgment on a nation that rebels against him. Now, I know not everybody listening is a Christian, so I just ask you to bear with me, but even if you're not, you can't help but to notice that in every way a nation can crumble, we are crumbling. We have no secure borders. Our money has been depleted. All of our major institutions have been infiltrated. Our government has been totally infiltrated. We see what is right is being called wrong, and what is wrong is being called right. Everything that can show that a nation is crumbling, we're crumbling. So I expect to see judgment on our land in greater and greater measure. And so many times, you know, famine is the method that God would use to bring a nation to its knees. I think we're going to see mass famine in America. Now, most people say that, and their mind goes into a tilt because they've never experienced it. It's never happened in their lifetime. But yet, if you read nations, I mean, you look at Italy and Germany. I use those examples frequently. Nations that were at the height of prosperity in a few short years, like during World War II, those nations were brought down so low, food was so scarce, that, as I've said many times in this program, people would do anything to get their hands on crumbs, anything. And so, you know, the wise man does see danger from afar and prepares. And the first and foremost thing you need to think about is, how will I feed my family when these events happen? And if I have been prudent to set a food supply apart, is it really going to meet what my family needs? You know, in the Bible, the children of Israel complained to God about, you know, eating manna again. Manna was the food that God provided from heaven. Now, God was obviously displeased with them when they did it, but there is a thing called food fatigue. And that's if you eat the same food over and over again, especially some of these foods I've seen are not above a goulash or something. I don't know. I've looked at them and I go, gosh, would I want to eat that for a protracted period of time? And the answer is probably no. And so this is why what I felt strongly tonight, one of the things to talk about, was to go into your food supply and separate it. How much protein do you really have in your food supply? Another thing is, do you have diversity in your food supply? Because even if it was steak and lobster every night, you're going to get tired of that. You're going to get to the point where you just don't want to eat it again. So you need to have a good diversity in your food supply. And this is, again, going back to what the meats do, because you can take, you know, that type of meat and add it almost into any meal, rice, pasta, beans, all those staples. You can add a meat to it and really change the dynamic of the whole meal. And that's why I strongly recommend people to go and look and see if they can't purchase meats. Now, the reason that food supplies usually don't include a lot of meat is because it is a more expensive protein. But unless you're a vegetarian, you know, all of us like to have that in our meal. So go back in and reevaluate. Another thing I strongly recommend people to evaluate in their food supply is psychological foods. You know, we have a company that we sell their brands called Chocolove. It's in a fair trade, dark, organic chocolate, and it has different varieties of it. You know, chocolate is not only tasty, most people find it very good, but it's also, if you get real chocolate, it's something that, you know, is very good for us. It's proved to be anti-carcinogenic. It has a stimulant in it. It's good for men. So there's a lot of things about a real chocolate. I'm not talking about, you know, Hershey drops or something, but I'm talking about real dark chocolate that's very good for us. So whatever your psychological food is, whatever you need to have that break and something to look forward to, make sure you incorporate that into your food supply and put enough of it in there so that once or twice a week that can be incorporated into your diet. It's a fun food. It's not something your body needs, but it's something your mind needs. Because, you know, these people who analyzed, like during Vietnam War, when they were giving these sea rations out to the soldiers in Vietnam, they would find out that these guys would just stop eating the stuff because it was so bad, and they just lost interest in eating, and many of them would go native and just eat native cuisine, but they would abandon what the military was trying to give them because, I mean, they were terrible. I've eaten some of them from that era, and they really were terrible. You look at your protein, how are you developing your protein? Realize that if you're sitting at a desk and power goes down, grid goes down, something like this happens, and you have to start doing physical labor. First of all, your caloric intake is going to jump. The amount of protein that you need to maintain muscle mass or to develop muscle mass if you've not developed it is going to jump, and so you want to make sure you have that in there. Again, there's the psychological foods.
Bob, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up right there when we come back, following up with psychological foods. Stay tuned.
For this week's Ranger Gear Review, we are literally giving away folding credit card knives for one penny each. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and to take advantage of this offer, just go to freefoldingknife.com. That's freefoldingknife.com, and you'll get this folding credit card knife for just one penny. This isn't some gimmick. This is a real emergency use folding credit card knife with a steel blade, very, very sharp, 65 millimeters in length on the blade, but it folds down like origami to the shape and size of a credit card. This makes it incredibly easy to carry in a pocket or a purse or the glove box of your car and have it ready for emergency use. Normally these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com you can get one of these origami style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
I understand you can even get that on planes. I don't think I'd try, but I think you could. Anyway, I want to tell you about, again, my friend Steve Quayle. As the economy implodes and you're left with nothing because you will be standing outside your bank, there'll be a tank guarding it, and you will not have access to your cash. You'd be smarter than that. You know, take some of your cash, go into your bank, write a check to a precious metals company, and convert a lot of your cash into precious metals. But I'll tell you this, don't buy the certificates. Because as Steve Quayle says, if you can't touch it, you don't own it, and truer words were never spoken. And I would encourage you to call Steve tomorrow. Get his advice on what you should do. He'll talk to you frankly about your situation. I would encourage you to call Steve at 406-586-4842. Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842. And Bob, before we go back to your list here, I want to give you a plug, but I want to give you a plug not because I just want to give Bob Griswold a plug. I want our listening audience to be prepared. This is why I do this show. Talk about what you got available at Mountain House Foods and how people can take advantage of that.
Well, right now, you know, as far as taste is concerned, I think Mountain House is the best tasting food on the market. And most of their entrees have meat in them, you know, spaghetti and meat sauce. You get chicken and rice. Beef teriyaki, beef stew, vegetable beef stew, just to name a few. These are available right now. Mountain House, put it this way, the last time they thought there was a crisis, Mountain House in 2 weeks sold out for 3 months. They are just now inventorying and catching up their inventory. When a real crisis happens, trust me, I've been in this business long enough, you will not get anything. So, you know, it now's the time to get it. We have it on sale. Most entrees are 25% off. A few of them on there are 40% off. I would get them. There's a Numana, a company that just came out with a hormone-free milk. That's on our website. And so those are just some things I would strongly recommend looking at. But whatever you do, get it. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm in business. I want you to buy it from me. But no matter what, get it. It doesn't matter who you buy it from. It's like Steve says, if you have $1,000, spend it on food.
Not gold. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of Steve, I want to say something about that. You know, I have seen this precious metals market come and go, and it boggles my mind that, you know, right now when gold and silver are so affordable, I mean, the most I've seen in a decade, people think it's not worth buying. But at the same time, a couple years ago, when it was five and six times the amount, I mean, you know, silver almost hit $50 an ounce, people were clamoring to buy it. And it's the age-old adage, people buy high and sell low. The wise man buys low and sells high, but most people want to jump on the bandwagon when the perceived need is there. Same thing with the food industry. Most people will jump on the bandwagon once there's a demand and a rush on food. There will be no sales at that point. The selections will be, if any, greatly restricted because they'll sell out very quickly. And you'll be stuck getting whatever's left over. And so my advice is, no matter where you get it from, get your food now. And as you plug Steve, I mean, you know, gosh, it's such an affordable commodity, gold and silver right now. It's one thing that the bankers want to get rid of, because I can go anywhere in the world and spend that. I don't have to go through the money changers.
Exactly.
I don't have to go through the money changers and convert to some other currency where they can take their cut. I can go, into, you know, and Djibouti and take gold there and spend it.
Stay away from Djibouti. Hey,
yeah.
Bob, let me. You forgot one thing, and I want to throw this in. People are going, okay, I get it. I need some food, and I probably should buy some gold. Let me give out those two numbers again. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842. And again, Bob Griswold here, reasonably priced food, great tasting food. You just heard the variety. 800-627-3809. Again, that's 800-627-3809. Okay, Bob, let's go back to the list.
Okay. Well, like I said, the psychological food. So whatever you find that you like as a dessert, get it. Buy it now, because put that into your food supply. When push comes to shove and stress and all the things that are going to be we are going to be facing, and a lot of our fellow Americans are already facing it, you know, you're going to want to have something there that brings a little relief. And psychological foods can do that. So, enough said about that. Whatever you like, go out and get it, but make sure you have it in your food supply. Stock it up, put it aside. Coffee. A lot of people don't look at coffee, but if you're drinking coffee every day, tea. You know, you can get beans. People told me you can't store beans for a long periods of time, roasted beans. Well, in 1998, we had a canner, 7 cans of roasted coffee beans, whole beans. We opened them up in 2013 and started using them, and they were perfectly fine. That's one thing you need to think about, is if you're drinking coffee and want coffee, and it's a great beverage. If you like it, you don't want to go cold turkey and not have it. So you can start stocking up on coffee beans, Coffee Bean Direct. You can go right there and buy coffee beans from them, 5-pound bags, very reasonably priced. You can get organic coffees. So that's something you need to look at. Purchasing, and a lot of people forget about these things. They just think they've got their food supply and that's it, but you really need to think beyond basically just a simple package and cover all the bases. Another base I tell people, and this one is overlooked all the time, and it's one I strongly, strongly recommend. Fruits and vegetables are going to be very difficult to get. You're going to be growing them, and you might, depending on what time of the season you're going to be experiencing these difficulties. You know, you could be a whole growing season away from getting any more fresh fruits or vegetables, if you can even get them at all. But with sprouting seeds, you can grow, you can develop fresh green things in 3 days. I recommend having a very deep larder of sprouting seeds in your food supply. Not only are they very healthy for you, if you just do a quick study on sprouts, you'll find out, depending on what kind you get, they're packed full of micronutrients. So again, something that would be very good for you. If you are eating freeze-dried food, my wife, the naturopath, can tell you, you want to have enzymatically alive food. That's what sprouts do. They're alive, they're living food that you can put in your diet. Nice thing about sprouts, get a clean sock, put some seeds in there, soak them, get them wet. 3 days later, you got living green things. So you can, if you have sprouting seeds, you can keep this going very simple, very easy. So put a deep larder of sprouting seeds in your supply, something like that. The other things we forget about are condiments, salt, pepper, things of that nature. Make sure you set those aside, that you have a good supply of those types of things into your food supply. So it's just not a simple thing of just buying a couple cans of food, going to the supermarket, buying some, you know, whatever brand X you buy. Think about how you live your life today. And if you do that and store what you eat today, when the push comes to shove and you need it, you are going to look back on it and you're going to pat yourself on the back, and your family's going to pat you on the back, because they're going to realize most Americans will not have access to this type of luxury at that point, and food will be a luxury. We have a hard time picturing food being a luxury because it's everywhere, but that can change very, very quickly. So, and I think it will.
It's a grim picture that we're painting, but it's one that we're going to come out the other side eventually. I mean, let's not. I want to come back to the issues, the challenges, and what we need to do. But let's look ahead for a second. This crisis someday will have an end, won't it?
Yes. As all crises do, until the second advent, yes, the crisis will have a resolution to it. But in that transition period, you know, a lot of people might not make it. You know, as you said, in the last Great Depression, 2 to 7 million, probably more like 7 million people, starved to death. Starvation is a common occurrence worldwide. So the question boils down is, do you want you and your family to go through this and come out the other end? And if you do, you know, planning ahead means everything. Another base I wanted to touch, Dave, are vitamins and nutrients, supplements. And if you read anything about supplements, not all are alike. I use New Chapter. I think their whole food supplements, probably one of the best, if not the best, on the market. And so we put a deep larder of vitamins and nutrients of that type of thing in our food supply so that we can supplement for maybe what our food supply is lacking. We tell people all the time, almost every American's deficient in magnesium. We carry a deep larder of magnesium supplements in our food supply. The three salts that your body needs, especially if you're working out hard, you know, you can get, if you've worked out hard and you're not used to it and you go to bed at night, you can get some severe cramping. Potassium, sodium, and magnesium. You want those supplements in your food supply so that you don't go to bed and your muscles don't start cramping. I had a doctor friend tell me one time that go outside in the morning and work heavy labor, which we were doing, and it was hot outside, and how quickly I fatigued. He said, then go inside and drink some Pedialyte. Now, we've discussed what Pedialyte can do in the past. It's an electrolyte drink, much better than like a Gatorade. It's much more nutrient-packed than a Gatorade is. And when I drank some Pedialyte and was drinking that, just put some of my water and started drinking it, and it's amazing how much better my muscles function, because as you're sweating, you're losing those salts, potassium, magnesium, and sodium. You're losing them. You want to put those back in your body, and if you put them back in there, when you're working hard, you'll find out your body works better. So, again, those are things that you need to put in your food supply now, or your water for what you're going to be consuming. Do that now, the vitamins. So, strongly recommend.
Let me interject this as we work our way down the list. Well, you know what? Coming up on the break, so I'm gonna hold that question until after we come back. But what's something really simple people can do you can tell them about it in about a minute.
What's simple they can do, again, you know, even if you, I would say simple is go, when you go grocery shopping, buy a couple extra cans of food. I mean, just, that's simple. Put them aside. You know, $5 out of your budget. Put it aside. I mean, you can easily spend that on ridiculous things. Put it aside and just start today, little bit by little bit, that's what it takes. If you're on a restricted budget, a small budget, if you're on a fixed income, you know, you can purchase 2 or 3 extra cans, set them aside, have that food available. That's something everybody can do. It's not hard. It doesn't take lots of money, and you can do it right now. You could do it today if you needed to.
Well, that's really good advice. In fact, I'm going to deal with the budgetary issues when we come back. And the sprouting seeds are something that when you're describing them, it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. It is something, honestly, I've not prepared to do, and it's probably, I wrote it down here on my list. So we're going to end a break, folks. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Bob Griswold. Stay with us.
All right, for this week's Ranger Gear Review, did you know that hackers and government agencies can scan your RFID personal identity details through the air invisibly using an RFID scanner that reads the chips that are increasingly on driver's licenses, passports, and credit cards? Merely by walking near an RFID scanner, which may be hidden, by the way, you can have your personal identity details stolen without your knowledge or consent. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I launched Ranger Gear to be able to offer solutions for problems just like this. We came up with RFID blocking sleeves that interfere with RFID scanning attempts and block them so that no one can steal information off your credit cards, driver's licenses, or passports. You just slip any credit card or passport into one of these sleeves, and it immediately blocks the RFID scanning. It can't get through it. It's like a bulletproof vest against RFID signals. These RFID blocking sleeves are infinitely reusable, they're durable, they're portable, lightweight, almost weigh nothing, and you have to use them now when you travel to protect your identity and your personal security as well. We've got them on sale now, a pack of 10 credit card sleeves and 2 passport protectors. All of them block RFID 100%. They're available now 10% off by using discount code DAVE at rangergear.com. Again, just use coupon code DAVE at rangergear.com and you'll save 10% off this RFID blocking sleeve pack, which contains 10 credit card sleeves and 2 passport protectors. I really can't emphasize this enough. Anywhere that you travel right now, if you have these RFID chips embedded in your cards or passports, you are being scanned and tracked without your knowledge. But you can block that using these RFID blocking sleeves right now. Rangergear.com. Use discount code DAVE to save 10% today.
I was talking to Mike, I think it was last week, I was talking to Mike Adams about these sleeves. And they're almost sold out. So jump on it. Don't forget to use my name on the coupon code, save 10%. I want to remind everybody that we are coming out with a new website. We're hopeful that it'll be ready on Friday, but we're still working with our sponsors and coordinating a few things. But we're hopeful it'll be definitely ready for the next show, and our Listed Live button problems will be straightened out. Also, our newsletter problems will be straightened out. I've gone to a completely secure server, got first-rate everything protection, because as you know, we have been under extreme attack, and if you were listening last week to our attempt to interview Ammon Bundy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our listen by phone number you can keep for future reference. This is also good for our daily show, also heard here on Global Star Radio Network from 2 to 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 to 5 p.m. Central, or Eastern, I should say. Folks, I'm telling you, we're expanding our operation, but we need your support. And you notice who we bring in to talk to you. We bring in experts about what you're going to need. We can't turn back what's coming. We are being sold out at the highest levels. If you think Obama's your friend, you haven't been paying attention. If you think these leaders in this country are going to get together and say, how do we save the country? No, right now they're trying to figure out how they can pillage the country before there's a complete collapse. We're going to get no help from above, folks. The only help from above we're going to get is if you aim a little higher and pray to the Almighty. So I would encourage you to patronize our sponsors because they're bringing you what you're going to need. I turn down advertising on this show if it does not fit the message of the show that I want to convey. And you need to hear that loud and clear. Okay, again, our listen by phone number to keep for future reference, 605-475-6092. And we're also working on an app. We're probably a couple of months away from that because of all the licensing you got to do. Our special guest is Bob Griswold. And Bob, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought going into the last break. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Okay, the senile moment has disappeared. What do you say to people, and you've kind of alluded to this already about buying an extra can or two of food when you shop, but let's say we're talking to people right now, they're retirees, they're on fixed income, inflation is killing them. What would you say to them about what they could do to prepare on very limited resources?
Well, again, you know, I would go down and at least start to buy some bulk food, bags of rice, bags of beans. It will keep you alive. Unfortunately, there are things, you know, that we cannot control, and inflation is one of them. I would look and go to the grocery store and talk to the grocery manager and ask him maybe for cans that, you know, if you know somebody that maybe are approaching their expiration date, you can get a discount on them. Coupons are another good thing that people can do to shop. The whole thing is about stretching your dollar. And so, again, you know, you can go, when you go to the grocery store, we were there last night looking at, my son likes tuna, and you're looking at the type, you know, the best, you know, white tuna, and that was so much an ounce, and all the way you get the non-name brand, and it's white tuna, and it was about 30-40% less. So really shopping wisely is something people can do. You can't make money, you can't fabricate it unless you're the federal government out of nothing, so you're gonna have to do it wisely. And that's what I would recommend people to do. Look at the off brands. Look at the brands as they get close to the out of date. I would not be at all embarrassed if go up to the manager of a big grocery mart and say, listen, these cans are nearing their expiration date. Is there a discount? Can you give me a discount on them? And some places have discount shopping of that nature where they do discontinued items, discontinued cans. Look for things like that. Stretch your dollars, make it wise. Sometimes, you know, you can bulk buy where you get maybe three or four seniors, five, six seniors get together and pool resources where they can buy, you know, 25 pounds of rice is cheaper than 1 pound of rice per pound. So you can buy in bulk. If you can do that, do it. And then when you get home, you can split your, 25 pounds of rice up, and you can probably get 50% more rice, maybe 75% more rice by buying it in bulk in that manner. So people that are on fixed incomes are going to have to do it smartly. And that's, again, looking, shopping coupons, looking for sales, looking for items that are nearing their expiration date. And then, again, you're going to have to look for food that's will be filling, will have carbohydrates. Beans and rice do have protein, which is extremely important. And I cannot emphasize that enough, Dave. How many Americans have bought food supplies? The protein count will not satisfy them, so you need to really address that. But those are some of the things that I would recommend elderly or people on fixed incomes to do. And that's about all we can do. And again, pray and ask God to provide more. Sometimes, you know, if there's food banks or whatever, you can approach, and if you get some food, start stocking it away and saving it, putting a little bit aside every time. It's amazing how quick it'll add up, and we are at the point now that if you don't have it, I really think it's push comes to shove. It really needs to be done now. I mean, we're at end game. That's my take on it. So that's what I'd recommend for people to do. Again, garden seeds, another thing, you know, that you can plant your own food. If you live in an area where you can plant your own food, you can grow basil. Basil is very easy to grow. Mint is very easy to grow. Cilantro is very easy to grow. Sage is very easy to grow inside. And you can, again, add that to food and spice up your food, change the flavor of it, break up the monotony of it just by adding a few spices. You can grow those herbs very, very easily and add those to your food supply. You can also buy dried herbs. Now, one thing I recommend, do not go to the grocery store and buy the little bottles of herb if that's what you're buying. Go to a place like Mountain Rose Herb and you can buy a 1 pound bag of oregano, and it's exponentially cheaper to buy it that way. Mountain Rose Herb, you can go to mountainroseherb.com, and they have all kinds of spices and things that you can purchase. So that's how we do. We buy it in bulk. One thing I always tell people is that if you have a friend that has a company, and you find something that you do like, a brand X, don't think that if you call them up and use that company name, you can possibly get a wholesale account with that food company. There are food co-ops where you get together, and there's several large food co-ops where you can actually buy your food wholesale. Give yourself a big pay raise by just buying your food wholesale. It works. I've been members of food co-ops many times, and you just get together, you write down what you want, it's delivered, and, you know, save a substantial amount of money. So there's a lot of innovative ways to save money, to put food into your budget. And again, canned foods are very good, and a lot of food co-ops have canned food that you can purchase, and sometimes you'll save half as much. So if it's a dollar, you get it for 50 cents if you buy it through a food co-op. Make sense? Dave?
It looks like we may have lost Dave. Can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Dave may have disappeared for a little bit, and I will kind of take the show until he comes back. But what, tell the audience, you know, you were just mentioning there are ways to earn the food. I know of companies, the one I work for, you can actually earn the food. That's what I did. So
yeah, you're only lacking is your imagination. You know, you can go to a big food discount center and say, talk to the manager, say, listen, I'm on a fixed budget. I'm really trying to stretch my dollars. What do you have available for people on fixed budgets? And say, I'm willing to buy food that's getting close to its expiration date. I'm willing to do this. You know, how can you help? What are your coupons? That's only a matter of really a pride at that point that you would not go and say those things. But the big thing is, if you just think if it's 1 year off and you're buying 3 cans of food a week, that's 150 cans of food you have in your house by the end of the year.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's just little bit by little bit. And you know, you don't have to buy the name brand. Sometimes you can find like $4 cans, $3-$4 cans. Do that. You know, and again, I've told people many times, if you want to cook your food, I've described it getting, if you go down and get those quart paint cans from Home Depot or Lowe's, the empty ones, they're, you know, nothing in them, with a lid, and I've explained to you how you put the toilet paper down into the whole roll of toilet paper into the can and pour a quart of isopropyl alcohol in there, you know, because it fills the can up. You've got a Sterno stove. You've made it. It works fine. It'll burn for hours. You can store these. Nice thing about burning alcohol, you can burn it indoors because it doesn't make carbon monoxide. You know, you want to stay away from that because it's not too healthy to breathe that stuff. So
you know,
when you... Go ahead.
You know, I was just thinking real quick, Bob, it's all kind of a mind game when it comes to the panic and the overwhelming feeling of food storage. And I tell people, look, if people come to me at my gun shows and they say, oh, I've been meaning to do this, that I just don't have, you know, $500 or $1,000, I said, think about this. 6 months ago, if you would have come to me and spent $20 a month or $30 a month over the last 6 months, how much food would you have, and it wouldn't have hit your budget? So do it start now, do it slowly, and 6 months from now, you will have a bulk of food. Don't wait until the right time when you have the money, because you won't have the money because an emergency will always come up where you need it. Does that make sense?
It's a great question.
Absolutely the same. We do that right now with people. If people want to buy a larger food package, say $1,000, and they can pay $200 a month, they can give us that $200 a month, and we'll send them out that amount of food every month, and they can just get on a plan to do that. So it's not very difficult to do, but the thing is starting. You know, we get into this box and we think there's only one way to do it, but there are so many ways to conquer this mountain and to get a quality amount of food in your home that you will have, and again, possibly even to share. It can build a lot of good bridges to share food with people in need. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about.
Bob, quick answer to this question. Would you recommend people, if they're able to, build a false wall to store food and some of their guns?
You know, it's like you said, there's all kinds of non-confiscatable gold, there's all kinds of non-confiscatable food, there's non-confiscatable weapons. Those are the ones that people, the government, can't find. So that should answer your question. If they can't find it, they can't take it.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you operational security, you know, we've talked many times about that. Don't tell people what you have. Don't show everybody off that you're storing food. Do it discreetly. And again, sometimes even with operational security, if I know a neighbor's in need, I might not go over there and give him food because he would come back for more. But I might go over there at midnight and put a couple cans on his doorstep and just leave. And if that's how I needed to do it, that's how I needed to do it. It all depends. I don't have to be, you know, gregarious and say, here's the food. I can do it covertly. So those are some things that just to think about.
Good thoughts. We're going to step away. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Bob Griswold. And I got a couple more questions for him that you're probably thinking too. Stay tuned.
For this week's Ranger Gear Review, we are literally giving away folding credit card knives for one penny each. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and to take advantage of this offer, just go to freefoldingknife.com. That's freefoldingknife.com, and you'll get this folding credit card knife for just one penny. This isn't some gimmick. This is a real emergency-use folding credit card knife with a steel blade, very, very sharp, 65 millimeters in length on the blade, but it folds down like origami to the shape and size of a credit card. This makes it incredibly easy to carry in a pocket or a purse or the glove box of your car and have it ready for emergency use. Normally, these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com, you can get one of these origami-style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
On tomorrow on The Daily Show, Monday afternoon, we're going to be featuring an interview with Joseph Meyer. I mean, he's been on MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox. You name it. He's been on the mainstream media, and you're going to be shocked at what he says about how bad the economy is. So if you think that Bob and I and as Katie provided that good save there when I was temporarily taken down, if you think that we're hitting the panic button here and we're trying to fear-monger, as the other side likes to say, wait till you hear what a mainstream economist has to say, and wait till you hear what he says, how much time we have left. And when you hear his words tomorrow, you're going to come back and listen to the archive of this show, because you're going to go, holy crap, Batman, I better get ready, because it is really serious out there. And I'll tell you this, too. If this Bundy affair blows up and it becomes violent, and I guarantee you it will spread, because there's widespread support for this, and you'll have multiple Burns, Oregon events. Yeah, I mean, Katie barred the door, and by the way, not so coincidentally, Dachau just opened up last week in Germany. Enough said. Bob, let's go back to our last item that you mentioned, believe was about having good canned food and buying a couple extra as we go. What about medicine? I know that's kind of outside
what you deal with. I can't believe me asking that. It was the next thing on my list to talk about. It really was. Whatever. Providential. Yes. You know, all of us might have a boo-boo and Band-Aid kit in our home. We need to start thinking beyond that. You know, how about antibiotics? People ask me that question all the time. Well, there's a website called fishantibioticsdirect.com. You can go in there and buy human-grade antibiotics of all different sorts, both gram-negative, gram-positive type of antibiotics. You can go there and buy it. Now, I've heard, I haven't substantiated it, but I've heard that it's soon to change, that fish antibiotics will become a prescription item that you will not be able to buy them. So I guess if you're forewarned, you should take advantage of it. You know, antibiotics in a time of need can be the difference between life-saving and losing a limb or dying. So I would avail myself of that. And probably stock up a fairly good amount. Go online and read about gram-positive, gram-negative bacteria. You want broad-spectrum antibiotics. They carry them. Every kind you've ever heard that are for humans, they have them for fish, and you can buy them capsulized, ready to go. So I would take advantage of that. The other thing I tell people
is... before you leave that, don't leave that yet. Don't leave that. Do you sell these?
No, I do not sell them. But you just, if you go online and you can type in fish antibiotics, and you'll see a whole plethora of people that do sell them. You know, if you get them, that fish antibiotics direct, they have pretty good pricing on them. So that's why I would recommend those. And again, avail yourself now, because if they do make these prescription items, you will not get them. And, you know, if you need an antibiotic, you need an antibiotic. The other thing, and you know, if you read about other things that you can store in your medical supplies, essential oils, I'm a firm believer in them. I would recommend having lavender. Lavender oil is an extremely good oil for burns. Frankincense, tea tree, clove, eucalyptus oils, those are extremely good antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral oils that you can use. Very, very good to have in your supply. And I want to say this, Dave, after the program or tomorrow, if somebody has questions, don't feel like you have to buy something if you call up and ask a question. I'll be glad to answer questions people have. So if they call me at that 800 number you gave, 627-3809, I'll be glad to answer any of your questions. I've done this. I've had a lot of experience. I've met a lot of good people along the way that have taught me a lot of things. So hopefully I can pass some of that knowledge on if somebody has specific questions. The other thing you've heard me recommend for medical a lot is, you know, if you get stabbed, shot, whatever, cut badly, you need to stop the leaking. You want to have a hemostatic blood agent. Celox is one I strongly recommend. I recommend it over others that are what are called thermogenic. I'm not going to say the name. You know the name probably. But what happens with those thermogenic agents that you use, you put them in a wound and they do burn like crazy. They cauterize. It's a chemical cauterizing agent, where Celox coagulates the blood, much less painful. And again, they make all different types. I recommend the Celox A, which is made for knife or ballistic cavity. The standard Celox 35 granule is good, like for a knife cut on your arm or something, where you can put that in there and just bandage it, and it coagulates the blood, stops the blood from leaking. We only have so much of that stuff. Skin staples and sutures. Skin staples for a quarter inch deep cut are very, very good. If it's not deeper than that, to close a wound up. We sell skin staples and skin staple removers. So again, you can close the wound up. You don't, I mean, I've cut myself before. I've used skin staples. It doesn't hurt that bad to do it without a lidocaine.
Easy for you to say. Yeah, easy for you to say.
Well, you know, there's another thing people can do. There's ways you can temporarily numb skin. The little keyboard stuff that you use to blow your keyboard off with. If you turn that upside down, it comes out very cold. You got to be very careful. Be very, very careful. You don't freeze your skin. But you can chill your skin very cold and staple. Chill your skin and staple, and it does take a lot of the pain away. You got to be very careful about that, but it does work.
If you are cut,
yes.
Just real quick, there's a reliablecanadianpharmacy.com, and you can get all kinds of goodies from Canada.
Yes, you can. Now, if it's caught, it'll be intercepted. And if you get on their list, just look, you can get all kinds of things. People that have specific blood pressure medicines or things like that they need. I would go along with Mike Adams on this one. I try to find an alternate way to get off those medications. You generally losing weight, exercising, getting the sugar out of your diet will do it. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can get. There's no doubt that antibiotics have a very valuable place in our first aid supply. And again, along with essential oils, I think those are very good. Epsom salts, you know, a salt bath. Very, very, very good for if you have a deep cut and you want to make sure it's on and not doesn't get infected. Again, read about the honey. Put the honey in the wound. Very good for preventing infection.
You know me. I'm as natural as you can go, but there are certain things. You're out sawing or chopping wood, and you do something that essential oil is just not going to have an impact. You're going to want the heavy hitters. So
yes,
that's
you
what
are.
I recommend.
Yeah, and like I said, with that Fish Antibiotics Direct, you can get pretty much any type of antibiotic you want. So just think of that. The other thing is, mentioning that axe wound, people don't realize how many 4x4 gauze pads you can go through with a wound stopping the blood. You can go through literally packages of them if you have a very serious wound because you're changing the dressings regularly. You know, we think of, you get a cut, you fix it, you put a dressing on it, and that's it. But a lot of times you have to change these dressings regularly. 4x4 bandages, gauze pads, you can go online and buy them. They're very cheap right now. I've heard medical surgeons that came out of Iraq saying some of these gunshot wounds, they went through hundreds of them on one gunshot wound. So, 4x4 bandages, they're very good to have. You can use it to cover just about any kind of wound, tape it on there. Just some other things I'll read off very quickly. You think about a chest seal. You know, if you have had a puncture in the lung or the chest, you're going to want to seal those wounds so that the lung can reinflate. We sell the chest seals. Two things that we have, one in our office and one out of our home, is one of those electronic defibrillators. They're not cheap, but if anybody ever has a heart attack, those are the one things that really will bring people back that have had a heart issue from the dead. You just put those things on. They're fully automated. Put the patches where they show you the patch. You push the button, and if it needs to electrocute somebody, shock them, it will. If you have elderly people, if you have people that have heart issues, you might want to consider purchasing a defibrillator. Again, stock up on your cold medicines and your ibuprofens. Ibuprofen is if you're not used to going out and working and you're having to start doing some more heavy physical labor, your body is going to hurt. And the ibuprofen is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. It's not good to take for long periods of time, but you would want to have that as a way to mitigate pain in your first aid kit. So think of that. I tell people all the time to get Clorox and buy it in the granular form, Pool Shock, sodium hypochlorite. You buy it in the from a pool store, you get a pound. You want to make sure you get just the Pool Shock. It's great for sterilizing rooms. If there's a bacteriological or viral outbreak of some sort, you know, you can sterilize a complete room. You can sterilize clothes. You can sterilize gear with that. So put that in there. Again, just your personal hygiene products. Soaps, if you don't stay clean, you're not going to stay healthy. So make sure those go in there into your first aid kits. Those are things that people generally don't think about. That I mentioned earlier, the Pedialyte. It's gross, but I've mentioned it once before. If you need to give someone an IV and you don't have an IV set up, they do give a rectal IV with that stuff, excuse me. But your colon will absorb that moisture and those electrolytes right back into your system. They call it a poor man's IV. It's not pretty, but you can read about it online if you want to. And it will save somebody's life. So, and Pedialyte is a great thing to use for that.
Boy, that's something I'd never considered. I'm almost speechless, and if I can't
it's
think of
it's called rectal
say.
Rehydration. I mean, it's not a very pretty mental picture, but it does. It absolutely will work and saves people's lives.
Oh, okay. that would be interesting.
Not a pretty picture. So
yeah, we're gonna move on from that.
Okay.
There's so much to think about. If you were to say big three, we got someone listening right now says, okay, I can maybe afford to do three things. In about the minute and a half we got left, Bob, what would you tell them?
Food. I would have a weapon, and I would have a weapon that uses a box magazine. The AR-15 is the number one selling rifle in America. And I would buy plenty of magazines and ammo for it, because when those dry up, they dry up, and you'll end up paying a lot of money for them. I would not buy a cheap AR-15. I would buy a quality AR-15. And you know me, I'm a big proponent of night vision. Absolutely night vision. And, Dave, I will mention that if people mention your name, if they buy night vision tonight or when they listen to the program, we will throw in a free box of infrared chemical lights. These are snap lights that you don't, you know, like normal ones you see that are blue, green, or whatever. These are infrared. You don't see them unless you have night vision on. And we'll include a free surface trip flare with that. It's about $75 worth of stuff. And you can actually set this little device up from point A to point B, and if someone walks across it, they're going to trip a line. That infrared chemical light's going to go off, and you're going to know somebody's been that way. They won't know it because they won't see it, but you will. So, night vision, food. Obviously, you have to have water filtration.
And you offer. I advertise your Berkey water filters quite a bit. How long do they last?
A Berkey water filter, if you get the black filters, each one's good for about 3,000 gallons. So if you put four of them in there, that's 12,000 gallons. I tell people if you're using dirty water, let the sediments fall out of the water, pre-filter it with a cloth, and then pour it into the Berkey. The Berkey will take out the really dirty water, but you're just going to clog the filters quicker.
Right.
There's ways to extend the life of those filters. Make sure you have good shoes in your car if you had to walk home. I'm a big proponent of a bug home bag. And one thing people do not put in their bug out bag, they have one pair of socks, or they have the pair of socks they're wearing. They might be a dress pair of socks or whatever. You need to have real hiking socks and liners and moleskins. Because if you're not used to hiking a long time, you're going to get blisters, and you're going to want to preempt those blisters by putting a good liner on your foot, a sock liner, and then a heavy sock, and wherever you think you're starting to get a little red when you're hiking, you put that moleskin on, because if you can't walk, you're not going to get home. So just a little thing extra. So put.
I would add one thing in there, too. I can't remember who suggested this to me, but these little fold-up bikes, good to keep in your trunk.
Yeah, we sell them on exactly. The bikes.
Okay, good.
I carry them. I carry one in my truck with me. A walking cane in your car, because if you're using a cane, I carry a staff, not like a little, an old person cane, but a walking stick, 60 inches tall. What do you do when you give yourself 3 points of balance with a walking stick?
Bob,
so you can
we're
actually
out of time.
Reverse the load. So if you're walking on uneven soil, you don't only have 2 points, you're 2 feet of points of security. You've added a third point.
Exactly. Bob, we're out of time, my friend. Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. Call him tomorrow, 1-800-627-3809. We'll be back in hour number 3 with the Ammon Bundy interview. Yes, we will. Thanks, Bob.